Before we pray, we shall read some biblical verses for mutual encouragement. Shall we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15? Verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 1. 15, verse 1. Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, heed the voice of the words of the Lord too. That says the Lord of hosts, I will punish what Amalek did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. 3. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all they have, and do not spare them, but kill both men and women, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." Amen. Over here, we can see God anointed King Saul as king and instructed him a mission. That is to ask him to go now and smite Amalek. Before we pray, I want to use this topic, now go and smite Amalek, for mutual encouragement. Yesterday, I heard from a worker over here. She shared that people were paying attention to the story of Tamar. And as a matter of fact, that worker went to other countries for a missionary trip recently. And after he or she came back here, he or she shared with us concerning the youth in the other country. It says that I keep hearing the truth. The fact that truth have fallen away from the salvation of God, especially when they first go to university, become the freshmen, right? They started to join wild party, or they started to date. And here and there, they heard that several youths have gone astray from the truth of the Lord, from the salvation. You know, I hope that next year or the year after, we still can see each other. And guess what? Maybe a lot of you, a lot of your friends are not here this year. And maybe they won't come here for a long time. And maybe some of you were here, but with very strange look sometimes to me. I noticed very first day or second, we ran into an auditor, a part-timer. When I look at his eyes, he dared not to look into our eyes directly. I don't know what's going on with him, to his life or her life. Maybe something already occurred seriously in his life or her life. Maybe he already got captured, killed by Amalek already. Who is Amalek? Who is this race? Amalek is the first enemy that Israelites encountered when they were in the wilderness on the way to Canaan. These people always grab the weak and the tired person and devour them and kill them. So Amalek, according to the Bible, was the chief in among the nations. And the Lord says that Amalek will be the Lord's enemy from generation to generation. So meaning that Amalek is the messenger of devil. It is the devil use all kinds of ways to grab us from the salvation of God. So any tricks, any temptation, any young man's problems, all could be from the attention of Amalek. So brother and sister, after we hear this kind of story of the worker, and those kind of stories, it shall serve as our own warning. Instead of that Amalek to attack us, we got captured by Satan, we got to fight back. We got to attack Amalek and smite them. How do we avoid the capture or Amalek. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 19. Now this one, huh? I think a verse says that Amalek always kill the weak and the one falling behind, huh? 25? Okay, yeah, 25, not 26, huh? 25, thank you. 25, verse 18. Can you read it for us, please? The one who just said it, huh? So Amalek attacked your rear ranks, and then those who are tired and tired and weary. So in order to avoid this attraction, we got to be strong, brother and sister. Strong is the one way that we won't fall, we won't get captured. Satan is like a lion; he roaring all over, try to devour those who are weak. How can we not be devoured? Only if we can be strong, then we won't be devoured, right? Once upon a time, I was watching an animal show and talk about how fox trying to eat the cow, okay? Fox are very smart animal. When they try to attack cow, right, they don't go one-on-one. They will attack cow by several fox will go together, right? And some fox will try to attack the mother cow, but it only try to lead the mother cow to follow him so that the other fox can go to attack the younger one. Because it's very difficult for fox to take a big and strong cow, right? So it is always the baby cow got devoured by the fox, the weak one. The one who falling behind. I also read a story from Reader's Digest. Two people went to swim in the ocean, right? And then one person, these two persons encountered sharks. Sharks come to attack them. But one person's leg got bite by the shark. The other was able to stand there and lose nothing. And what's the difference is? Because the other person was afraid, swim away from the sharks, right? When you encounter this kind of situation, you try to swim away, you stir up the animal's instinct. Therefore, animal will try to attack you. All the animals are very, their instinct is that if anyone run after them, they will go and capture. So he loses one leg. But the other gentleman was more firm and more strength. He simply stand over there. When the shark come over here, simply give him a punch, right? Come and give him another punch, right? Therefore, he was able to remain his four limbs to preserve his own life. So strong and fearful have differences. Weak and left behind have different consequences. If we are weak, we will be the target for Satan. How do we keep strong when you get out of over here? I think that is the tricky part. Everybody keep talking about it. And last night, I think, or the day before, Brother Daniel Wu give us some very sincere suggestion. What did he say? He says that after they go back to NYTS, right, the Toronto youth, they pray together, they form youth together, they study Bible together every day. I think there's no other way but for you to keep strong. Is the only way is that what? You continue eating manna every day.
Every morning you get up, you pick up manna to eat, just like you come over here. When you come over here, you feel very strong because you eat manna every day. You pray and you listen to the sermon. So examine your heart. Don't you feel like right now your heart is as pure as crystal? The relation between you and God is so close. Some of you come to us and share your wonderful testimony. You are such a strong, wonderful Christian right now. You are a treasure in the bosom of God right now. Then how come when you go out, you become so weak? The only difference is that you do not eat manna anymore. Let's face the fact, brother and sister. The fact in the United States is that very few youths go to church services at night time, and that make you very weak, and that make us very worried, because it's so easy for you to get devoured by Satan, because you are simply very weak. Fox is waiting there, and lion is waiting there, and you are so vulnerable over there. Oh. How come youths do not like to go to church services at night time? I keep wondering about this. Why is that? And later on, we notice that, yes, it is true that at night time, the sermon is not as excited as music. If you go to hear a show of music, or you go to a basketball game, yes, when you go there, you feel excited, you know. You feel like you earn more than going to the church. Because intellectually, it is indeed, the service, is the quality may not as good as Sabbath day. Let's face it could be true. But guess what? Church, I think we discussed in this issue in graduate school. When you go to church, there are two aspects. One is intellectual understanding. The other is spiritual depth, right? Yes, when we come to the church at night time, the intellectual understanding may not be as abundant. But when you come here, when you pray, right? When you pray, when you see God, there is no words needed sometimes, right? As long as you kneel down, even though there's no word needed, you can feel so close to God, because in the church, it's not only intellectual level. There's another part of it called spiritual understanding, spiritual intimacy. So you know, at night time you go to church, you don't receive that much from the podium. Still, if we have sincere heart, worship the Lord with the Spirit, in the Spirit, we can still feel very close to the Lord. And that is the aspect we hope that everybody can go to church at night time, to eat manna at night time, so it can be stronger. This is the only way. Otherwise, I think it's going to be very difficult. Especially NYTS, what is NYTS for? NYTS is what needs you to serve, right? Everybody likes to serve, to go to Africa to serve, go to South America to serve. That's wonderful. But that starts from our local churches. Going to church is not only to worship God. Going to church is to serve, brother and sister. Think about this. Going to service is to serve, just like Nazareth. After Nazareth's resurrection, the Bible says that he sit beside Jesus Christ to testify that Jesus is the master who resurrected his life. So when you go to church, maybe you do not do too much, but you're simply sitting down over there, you become a testimony. You are doing a wonderful job for the Lord, as if you go to South America, as if you go to Africa to a missionary. It's equally important. Youth has a problem. They like to save the earth, but they don't like to wash dishes. That's the problem with youth. But that, before we can save the earth, that started from washing dishes, right? This is something that we can do. Then, you know, this is the only way we can avoid from the attraction of Amalek. We can be stronger and we won't fall behind. Secondly, let's turn to Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, verse 11. 17:11. And so it is, when Moses held up his hand, that Israelites prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. 12. But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Ur supported his hands, one on one side, the other on the other side,
and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
How do we win over Amalekite? The tricky part is that you got to raise your hands up. Raise your hands up to pray. Then you are able to win over the attraction of Satan, of enemy. But you know what? Even though we are willing, right? We try to lift our hands up, right? But after for a long time, your hands getting very heavy. You feel very tired. That's why Aaron and Ur at that time become very important. Brother and sister, what does it mean? When you go back home, right? You like to sustain your faith. But please remember one thing. One person is not good enough. Think about your life. I don't know about your life, but I can share with you about my life. I am 40-some years old. I know that there are two periods of time. My faith is going down like what? Going down like, I don't know how to explain it. Huh? What do you say? Sinking ship. Yeah, that's a good, very good word, brother. Sinking ship, yeah? Sinking. One period of time is when I was alone in Louisiana, when there was no church to go to, right? I determined to serve the Lord when I come to the United States, and Louisiana was my first stop. I have ambitions to preach for the Lord, right? Strong heart. I want to work for the Lord. But guess what? Because I was alone, the hands lift up for a while, but later on, it fall. Nobody was there beside me, right? Simply sinking and sinking and sinking. The only safeguard that I have is that I relocate myself to New York City where there is a church. Then I can return back to the Lord. Another time I feel like I was very weak. That was when I was in the army. When I was in the army for 2 years, almost 2 years, I had no choice to go to. Again, I feel very weak. Think about, look at your friends. Look at the one who baptized with you. How come they may be weak right now? The only reason is that they don't have a church to go to. They don't have spiritual companion. They don't have friends. Brother and sister, there's one important purpose for you to be here. That is to what? To make spiritual group friends, so that people can pray with you. Three quarter, when they get together, it's very difficult to break aside. Oh, so it can have more power. Elijah was one person. Later on, he was weak. He wanted to seek for death under a tree. But three friends of Daniel, when they get together, they are not afraid of the fierce fire. Oh. So hopefully, you all can fight spiritual good friends over here. And later on, just like Daniel did, you pray together, or recently, the youth in Argentina, after NYTS, they have a group email address, and they keep sending email to encourage one another. I noticed one thing, according to the Bible. Our faith, sometimes we try to keep our faith, but guess what? It is not we keep our faith. It is from God preserved. It is really from prayer. Now, how much I can determine to keep my faith, it is indeed from the grace of God. This different concept. One thing is, yes, I want to try my very best to keep my faith. But the Bible says that, Paul says that, it is the Lord who enabled me so that I have faith, so that I have love, according to 1 Timothy. God gave it to me, not because I have. So we got to rely on, look forward to, the mercy of God, not only our will. That's really another story, huh? Second Chronicle, chapter 32. Hezekiah was a very good king. He loved God very much. But later on, God simply leave him alone for a period of time. What's going on after that period of time? Second Chronicle, chapter 32. Now, started to read from verse 24. Becky, would you please read? 2 Chronicles 32, 24 to 26. Please read out loud so everybody can hear you. 24 to 26. The failure of Hezekiah is that he was pride after God even change the heaven and earth, move the earth, rotate it around in order to heal, not in order to give him a sign that his illness can heal. You see how much grace is that? In order to let him know that his illness was healed, the earth rotation was changed. Much grace, right? But then he has pride. Why he has a pride? Please continue reading verse 31.
31.
God left him to test him, to see what is in his heart. So when the king of Babylonian came to Hezekiah, right? Hezekiah showed all the treasures of he had. That is the heart of pride. And the Lord says that, at this point in time, okay, I used to kept you, right? It is not you, okay? I keep you. So you didn't sin. You become a very good king. But in this period of time, I want to let my two hands go away, right? See if you are able to keep the commandments. But guess what? He failed. He became pride. So brother and sister, the two hands of God who kept us become the most important secret power for us to remain in the church. The power that Satan is not able to attack us. America is not able to touch us because the Lord preserves us. That is the secret. How do we do that? We keep raising our hands. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, please heal me. Do not let the Amalekite to come to touch me or attack me. Love and faith and power come from God himself, not by us. And the only thing we can do is that lift up your hands, brother and sister. Let's lift our hands together, support one another. Then we are able to overcome Amalekites. Third point. Not only raise up our hands, the most important thing is that we kind of took out our sword and start to fight, start to kill. Exodus chapter 17. Exodus 17. Verse 13. Exodus 17, verse 13. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Moses was praying, Aaron and Ur was praying at the mountain top. And at the bottom of the mountain, Joshua took a knife and started to kill, right? Today, who is Amalek? We just mentioned about, Amalek. Something that is from devil that try to grab away from your faith. The Amalek in current days, situation could be, you know, a bad movies that you had, right? The little fox in your heart. The little fox that's going to eat all the flowers, the fruits that you bear in NYTS. That could be a movie that you treasure. That could be a magazine. That could be a website address. That could be one of your girlfriend or your boyfriend, right? Anything that make you draw closer to the Lord, that is from Amalekite. Now, you have prayed over here, right? Most important thing is that you got to take out your sword and kill them all. The Lord says that you shall not have any mercy. When the Lord talked to King Saul, you know what? Kill their woman, kill their man, kill their camel, kill their donkey, kill their baby, everything, kill them all. What does it mean? That the Lord is a cruel Lord? No, this is a very important lesson for us to learn. Even though you baby a very little tiny stuff in your bosom, that baby could be your DVD, right? Anything that you baby about, that you care very much about, like a lamp, right? In your bosom, right? The Lord said, kill it, because it has to do with your spirituality. Kill it. Throw it away. Destroy it. Whatever you can do, you got to have action. You cannot simply lift up your hands to pray, but you still keep all the dirty stuff that will influence your spirituality in your bosom. It won't work, brother and sister. Amalekite is going to come back and overcome you. Why King Saul was forsaken? Because he cherished King Amalekite. His name is what? Yajawang, right? Akka, right? King Akka, the king of Amalekite. He cherished it. He cherished a lot of lambs and sheep. He cherished it. He didn't kill all. Guess what? hundreds of years later, generations later, a person called Haman. Haman was from Hagar tribes, was from the king's family of Amalekai. Haman, if you read the story of Ruth, almost killed all the Jewish people. King Saul spared the Amalekai. Generation later, Amalekai almost killed the race of Jewish people. So today, you might keep a girlfriend, keep a boyfriend, which is illegal in the eyes of God, okay? Which is not wrong in the eyes of God. But if you do not kill them all, they, when they grow up, they come back to kill you. They come back to control you. The evil desire, the snake, will come back to bite you. Your smoke, your drug, your wine will come back to hurt you. They will overcome you. If you do not do it right now, they will be stronger than you, and you will be killed by them. And everybody will be like King Saul, God be devoured, God be forsaken by our Lord Jesus Christ. How sad it is. How sad it is. So yesterday, the worker shared with you, you got to be cool concerning evil. 要无情, 要狠. 狠啊, 你听得懂吗? 狠啊。 How do you say 狠 in English? Huh? Ruthless, merciless, merciless, constant evil, no mercy at all. I like to recite you with a Chinese poem, right? 天生万物以养人, 人无一物以报天, 杀杀杀杀杀杀, right? Do you know what I'm saying? The only sentence you only remember is kill, 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 seven kill, right? See, this is what kill who? Kill yourself, not yourself, your own desire. The unnecessary step, the Amalekai. Go and smite them right now. This is the best chance, brother and sister. If now you don't cut them in your heart, it will be very difficult when you go home in the future. Okay? If you don't make determination when you go home, when that girl comes, when that boy comes, when the email comes, it's very difficult for you to not to answer it. But since now you make determination in the eyes of God, in front of God, you say, no, I won't do it anymore. I don't want to sin against God. I want to totally clean up the situation. You do it right now. I believe that God will strengthen you. God will keep you. And you are able to kill them in the future totally. None of them left. Not even baby of America shall left. May the Lord give us guts. The Lord wants to challenge you. Dare you to do that. Raise your sword. The enemies in your heart. Yeah, it hurts, right? Sometimes maybe you have illegal girlfriends. Oh, I don't know. What do you mean by illegal? Of course, it's legal, right? When I'm saying illegal is you know what I'm trying to say, right? That you have very intimate relationship already. That is not any ordinary friends already. That already influenced your spirituality. And you are not at the right age. You're not ready to make commitment. Don't just cut it right now. Life is, you want to enjoy the marriage life, you still have chance. It's a provision from the Lord. It's a beautiful thing, yes? But if you enjoy it at the wrong time, at the wrong place, I'm sorry, that is Amalekai. That is from Satan. We don't want you to be devout. We want to see you. The Lord wants to see you. So please, make that determination right now. May the Lord help us. Let's go to the front and pray together.